you knew this was coming for a long time. It's not like it was a sudden end of the season, like you lost yesterday and the season was over. You knew this is happening the way the season unfolded, and it's unfortunate, but guys know that they have a lot of it to blame, and they have some injuries to blame, and the way they played, and just a number of factors contributed to this 5-12 record.
Where did it start? Where did the downturn really start, and then went from a downturn to a landslide?
That's right. Honestly, Sean, you don't want to think that the way training camp kind of went, you know, we talked a lot about training camp didn't seem like it was that intense, okay? And you had the Terry McLaurin holdout and the injuries, the Noah Brown injuries. You had guys, the offense not practicing together. They didn't play in the preseason. I think a lot of things you could see maybe leading up to it. You don't want to look back and say, oh, that was it, that was it. But, you know, I do think the fact that the offense was not able to practice together all of the whole summer, I think that comes into play. And I think Jaden Daniels, he played, what, four plays, I think, in the preseason?
Yeah, that was it.
So, you know, you could see it kind of unfolding from there. And then this bitten by the injury bug right away. I mean, Austin Ekeler goes down in week two that Thursday night at Green Bay, and then the injuries just kind of mounted up after that on the defensive line. Dorrance Armstrong goes down, you know. So that was a big contributing factor to it as well. And look, you can't blame injuries. They didn't play well. I mean, scheme, they missed tackles and unable to create turnovers. And it was just a big combination of a lot of things.
George, okay, this is going to be the offseason now. This is when some tough decisions are made. This is Black Monday. You have feel very confident that Dan Quinn is not going anywhere. But Correct. Are there going to be some changes coming in the offseason?
I think so. I think you're going to see some changes in the coaching staff. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to Joe Witt Jr., who was a defensive coordinator. Dan Quinn took over play calling duties about a month and a half ago on the defensive side. I would expect to be a new defensive coordinator coming in here. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Cliff Kingsbury. Report over the weekend that there's a kind of a rift in the building, but, you know, players are swearing by Cliff and Jaden Daniels as well, but he could also get some interest as far as the head coaching job is concerned. A lot of openings around the league. So I do think you're going to see some changes on the staff as well. And look, you know, after a season like 5-12, something needs to change, right? Something has to happen. You can't just run it back like they did this year. The entire coaching staff returned this year, which rarely ever happens. So I do expect changes on the staff.
Quickly, the draft coming up in about 3.5 months. So the Commanders have a relatively high pick in the first round, but they're missing some picks along the way. So what are you expecting as we approach the draft?
Yeah, Sean, no picks in round 2 and 4. But look, with those draft picks, they were able to get Laremy Tunsil, who was a big addition to this team. So as Adam Peters said, he would do that over again. So right now, the 7th pick, they need a playmaker. I think it's one of those best player in the draft you have to go get. Now, if he does get a good offer to move back and acquire some picks, then you do have a lot of holes as well. So I think that they're in a spot right now where you can be picky. You're going to either take the best player available or acquire picks later in the draft.